Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The active shooter crisis is over at Michigan State University. The man suspected of killing three people, wounding five more there, is now dead, but some of the wounded have life-threatening injuries. The latest from CBS's Jordan Burroughs.
The search is over for what police say is the lone suspected shooter who went on a deadly rampage through Michigan State University last night. Officials say the suspect shot and killed himself as he was confronted by police off campus in nearby Lansing.
We have no idea why he came to campus to do this.
Jordan Burroughs, CBS News, East Lansing, Michigan.
The NYPD is still trying to figure out why a man drove a U-Haul truck into several people at multiple locations in Brooklyn Monday morning. At least eight people were hurt as that driver drove off the road. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman.
Monday morning, just after 10, police say he started his rampage in Brooklyn. Joe witnessed part of it.
There was a scooter in the street, and the U-Haul truck hit the guy, dragged him about 50 feet.
One of nine people struck in less than an hour, a 44-year-old man killed. Police finally stopping the U-Haul near a tunnel into Manhattan.
Turning to politics, in a video announcement a short time ago from a former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador.
I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
Or at least for the Republican nomination, now against her ex-boss, former President Donald Trump. Also new this morning, CBS News confirms ex-Vice President Mike Pence is preparing to resist a grand jury subpoena for his testimony about Trump's push to overturn the 2020 election. Now to South Turkey, where the death count from last week's earthquake increases as the chances of finding survivors goes down and anger over shabby construction goes up. Correspondent MTS Tayyab is there.
We can see women and children sitting under the trees with not much else but the clothes on their backs. There's a few tents set up, but not much else. The situation, it's pretty desperate here.
The estimated number of dead in those quakes now about 37,000 and climbing. On the other side of the world, in every direction, weather is the big news down under. A state of emergency has been declared in New Zealand as former cyclone Gabrielle continues to cause widespread devastation. Reporter Scott Maiman has more from Canberra, Australia.
The worst of the storm has passed, but New Zealand's North Island's expecting 3 days of rain.
This is a significant disaster.
Kieran McNulty's the Emergency Management Minister.
We are expecting to see more rain and high winds.
Tens of thousands have lost electricity, among other issues.
We are all facing extensive flooding, slips, damaged roads and infrastructure.
It's the third time in history the country has declared a state of emergency.
In Brussels, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Ukraine has urgent requirements in terms of more military aid. There's word this morning Norway will send eight modern tanks. This is CBS.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants automatic voter registration in Wisconsin. More details of his two-year state budget proposal are coming out ahead of his budget address tomorrow night. Evers wants to connect the databases for the DMV and the Elections Commission, so when you get your driver's license or renew it, you're registered to vote. The governor is also proposing a number of other voting initiatives, even though they're not expected to become part of the final budget. Public health officials in Madison want to make State Street safer. The City County Health Department is using crime data to find out what areas need improvement. Streetlights are getting brighter, and the health department is offering awareness training so bystanders can spot trouble. In sports, the Bucks go for their 11th win in a row at home tonight against Boston. The Badgers host Michigan. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Join us in-store for free giveaways, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. This month, stop by for fun events like our two-day Super Bowl prep party and our Valentine's-themed kids workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Yeah, man, it's going to be 45 to 50 degrees again today, man, and it's still amazing to me, man. This winter has been everything that anybody could have wished for who is not somebody who loves winter sports. Let me put it that way. Man, it's one of my favorite winters of all time. Very few sub-zero days and very little snow. So anyway, it'll go down as one of my all-time favorite winters. But anyway, it's, man, it's Valentine's Day. And not only is it Valentine's Day, man, you know what else it is? Man, it is my anniversary. It's my one-year anniversary at WAUK, 540 AM WAUK, and it hardly seems possible. I remember when I was told that I would be doing radio 3 hours a day again, and initially I just did not know how to take it, and they said, "Well, you'll be doing it out of Waukesha." And so, to be quite honest with you and frank with you, I had never even been in Waukesha ever. At that time, 67 years of living, had never been inside of Waukesha. So when I was told that, you know, where the studio was, had no idea where it was in what was going on. And I have to say, it's been a really good year, and I want to thank everybody who's taken the time out to listen, you know, to what it is we are attempting to do, especially not only here at 540 AM WAUK, but overall Civic Media and all of its different platforms. I am so honored to be a part of such a progressive leaning group of people who know that there's something wrong in our society, and the fact that the society, in many instances, this divide has to somehow change. But the phone line's open as always at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Interested in your thoughts about what I'm attempting to do as a talk show host. Certainly I would be honored to hear your opinions on whether or not I've been, doing all right, or whether or not I've just blown the whole thing. It is more than a notion to talk with a listening audience who, in many instances, does not share the same kind of background that you have, which is what I clearly have lived in a integrated community, and very much integrated in the city of Milwaukee, and being a person who has a Democrat-leaning views on many things. And I understand it's new for the listening audience, because as a person of color, talking to a predominantly white audience, it's not an easy undertaking. And if you would think about it on the reverse side, if there was, a white host talking to a predominantly black audience, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day for a year, it's not, happening anywhere else. I can't think of anywhere else that there's a host in my position who has to have the kind of dialogue that I have with my listening audience. And I'm honored, because people who haven't known me from Adam have gotten an opportunity to get to know a little bit about me and my beliefs, and hopefully you've gotten to know really who I am, because who I am is who I present Monday through Friday on these airwaves, and have ever since I had an opportunity to come on the air. And I'll tell you, there are times when, I'm looking for material to bring before you again Monday through Friday, that I'll sometimes say, I don't know. This might be a little risky. But I've come to realize that who I am is who I am. I can't be anybody else. Can you imagine at this juncture in one's life not knowing who you are and being frustrated with, I don't want to talk about that because it may offend somebody. So what I do every day that I'm on these airways, before I bring any information to you guys, I always run it through my computer, and I ask the question, is it the truth? That's always the first thing that comes to my mind on anything that I'm going to talk about on these airways. Is it the truth? Is it right? Because those are the principles, the main principles that I have used in my life and on a daily basis and continue to use. And we'll do that until, the evil consequences of time take me away from here. So every day you can rest assured that I'm on these airways. We're going to talk about what's right, which has no color, no religious affiliation. It doesn't matter whether you have money or not. whether you're male or female, black or white, none of those things are going to matter because they don't matter in my life. Again, what matters is whether or not it's right or it's wrong. And so over this year, I've learned so much. I've learned a lot about Waukesha. And, you know, when you come into a situation blind because you don't know, and, you know, I had people say to me, hey Earl, you're going to Waukesha, man? What? People's misconceptions of other people are kind of at the root of what is wrong in the society. Misconceptions of what Waukesha is based on what people who've never been to Waukesha say. It's no different than the people in Waukesha and their misconceptions of the city of Milwaukee because they don't know, haven't spent time there, or don't know the people there. That was the same thing. When I came here and people said, you mean to tell me you're going to be sitting in front of all those glass windows on Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha? Are you crazy? And my response was, no, I'm not crazy. What I'm not is I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of things and people I don't know. I can't live my life in a manner that I'm quaking and shaking when I enter into an area of people I don't know. That's not how I've ever lived my life. It's not how I'm ever going to live my life. And so here it is. 365 days later, I'm still sitting on Wisconsin Avenue. I'm still looking out the window here at 540 AM WAUK, waving at people every morning who walk past this window, be they black or white. And we've just kind of gotten to a point where people realize. They realize I'm not the enemy. I realize that they're not the enemy. That's how you begin to work things out in a society. And it's an easy thing to do. Don't prejudge people. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. For those of you who've been listening, I'd be honored to hear your thoughts about my first year, 540 AM WAUK. We'll be right back. Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003,
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on the Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Hey everybody, it's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with scattered rain showers likely. High of 51, winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 41. Overcast skies. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 44. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
To the Earl Ingram Show. And look, this is dedicated to my wife, Allie. Tom, hang on. We'll be right back.
Now it's not as bad like you thought it would be. Come on, baby, take my heart. I love you still.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. That's for my lovely bride of over 41 years, Allie Ingram. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. You say what, man?
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, what is the name of that song?
Norman Connors, I'm Sending You This Valentine.
Norman Connors. Just like Connor, huh?
Yeah,
Connors.
Yeah. It's a great song, right?
Valentine. Oh, man. You know what? You can. I'll tell you one thing about you, Earl, that everyone out there in the listening audience should know is you are such a genuine person. You know, I've never met you personally, but I know one thing. I have met other radio, progressive radio show host personally. That's how I'm a crudy because he's also genuine as can be. But I think the other day when someone called in and almost was misty eye about Rush Limbaugh, I can guarantee that person that if Rush Limbaugh saw him on the street, he wouldn't even say hello. Whereas I know that if when I meet you, you know what? We'll hang together. We'll have a good time and have breakfast or whatever
it might be.
And you're just genuine. And that's not, even when on the progressive side of the aisle with some different radio show people out there, that is not common. Some people think they're too big for themselves. And the thing is, I just want to thank you for being the genuine person that you are and the person that's actually looking for solutions. And not someone that's just trying to sit in the puddle of mud. I love intelligent conversation. I'm not one of those morning zoo people and all that kind of stuff. I am someone that likes stimulating, here's a problem. Let's find a solution for it. And I just thank you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the fact that you are a true, genuine person, and you're someone that's not doing all of this for ratings. You're someone, ratings fall because everyone follows you because they love your show and they love what you have to say and what it is that you have to do.
Hey, Tom, you know, I'm honored, and let me say this. I am the person who's before this microphone, and I will say this to you. Man, I'm honored that you have taken the time out to listen because, you know, where would I be? Where would we be without listeners like you? We got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for calling. Mary, hang on, and CJ.
You bet.
Be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A mass shooting at Michigan State University had people there sheltering in place much of Monday night before police found the body of a suspected gunman who is believed to have killed three students, wounded five more, some critically.
Terrified students ran out of a building at Michigan State University Monday night as police moved in following reports of an active shooter.
I got a shot fired. Complaint at Berkey Hall, 509 East Circle.
Campus police say there were shots fired at least two buildings.
That is CBS's Dina Demetrius. In New York, police are trying to untangle a motive in a Monday morning driving rampage. A man in a U-Haul hitting people in Brooklyn, injuring at least eight.
62-year-old Wang Soar's son telling the Associated Press that he is mentally ill. This is the latest in a string of violent acts, including stabbing his own brother.
Reporter Samantha Liebman of 1010 Winds. With 37,000 people dead in last week's Mideast earthquakes.
This is a trauma which the world needs to heal.
UN Aid Chief Martin Griffith. CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for News Talk Radio. streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants automatic voter registration in Wisconsin. More details of his two-year state budget proposal are coming out ahead of his budget address tomorrow night. Evers wants to connect the databases for the DMV and the Elections Commission, so when you get your driver's license or renew it, you're registered to vote. The governor is also proposing a number of other voting initiatives, even though they're not expected to become part of the final budget. Public health officials in Madison want to make State Street safer. The City-County Health Department is using crime data to find out what areas need improvement. Streetlights are getting brighter, and the health department is offering awareness training so bystanders can spot trouble. In sports, the Bucks go for their 11th win in a row at home tonight against Boston. The Badgers host Michigan. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. This is the one-year anniversary of the Earl Ingram Show anniversary of 540 AM WAUK simultaneously. And just wondered what your thoughts are with what I'm doing. My good friend, Mary. Hey, Mary, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
I do personally know you as a genuine and a positive family and community person, and I truly believe that as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. looks on you, he's saying, right on, Earl, keep on with your love for people. We're going to continue listening to you in our home here in Wauwatosa. Thank you.
You know, Mary, thank you. You know, we, you and I and your family and my family have a great connection. And you know that, you know, every day I wake up, it's with the thought of making somebody else's life better. And you are the same way. And we have a great connection. But thank you. I really appreciate it. Let's go to CJ from Stoughton. CJ, what's going on, man?
Well, Earl, I bet you did not think you'd get a happy Valentine's Day from me and a happy anniversary. I really do appreciate you, Earl. I know we banter back and forth on pretty much most issues, but I think you are a genuine, caring, loving person, and I can't wait to meet you in person because I really do appreciate your efforts. We don't see solutions maybe the same way, but I think we want the same thing, and it's just how do we get there? But I do appreciate you. I'm not going to argue with you on this phone call, but I really do enjoy your show. Most of the hosts don't take my calls anymore. I call, but they won't pick up. You still have, I guess, the ability to banter. And I really do enjoy
Well, you know, CJ, everybody's got something to say. And the thing that I've noticed in my trek in radio, I'm not trained in radio. Maybe that's what helps. And so I, too, used to be a caller. And the one thing that I do, I know more than others, is give the caller an amount of time that they can get their point across. That is not done in radio anywhere, Republican or Democrat, conservative or Democrat or liberal. And I do that because, again, I too was a caller, and I want everybody to know that they are part of the show. It's not the Earl Ingram show, right? And it's not that I'm so big and so powerful and I'm all-knowing. When people call here, I want them to feel comfortable. I want them to feel like they're not going to be rushed off the line so I can continue to talk about how great I am and everything that I know. I've noticed that about radio over the years, and it's the one thing that I said I would never do or never be if I ever got to an opportunity to do what I'm doing now. And so that's my main belief, is everybody gets an opportunity to speak their piece, and that I'm not the guy who knows everything, man. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave from San Francisco. Good morning, Dave. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, howdy, Earl, and happy Valentine's Day, Waukegan. And I got a cousin out there, third cousin, I think it is. So happy Valentine's Day, Sturgis. Hey, I don't know if you've heard... apparently, you know, that crooked congressman from New York, George Santos, he apparently lent himself $700,000. And he apparently didn't have $700,000 to lend himself, so it apparently was like dirty money that he converted into his political campaign. And according to the Supreme Court ruling of last summer, went toward Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was trying to lend himself money through his political campaign, and the limit was $250,000 that you could get repaid. There were campaign contribution limits, right? So apparently the crooked Supreme Court said, oh, no, sky's the limit now. So now mysterious money can be lent to political campaigns in the name of the candidate, and then they get to pay themselves back from the campaign coffers. And so I'm just wondering if we could get Kevin McCarthy. You know, he claims to be a conservative, and he claims, and the Republicans claim to be conservatives, and conservatives don't believe in bribes, and they don't believe in money laundering, and apparently this could be a great bipartisan issue to make sure that there's some limits put on whether or not a political campaign can be used as a dirty money, organized crime slush fund.
Well, you know, Dave, what people claim to be and who they are two altogether different things, as you well know. You've lived long enough to figure that out. And so at the root of all these things, and this is another one of those things, Dave, what I try to do is get the American people to think about what is actually in the sausage, right? That's the United States of America. What's in
sure.
it? And it's one thing to, you know, to talk about the nostalgia of it and, you know, and the founding fathers and all of those things, but you have to drill down into it. And once you drill down into it, man, you realize there's some dirty, rotten things that are going on.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, like the money is hypothetically, money is supposed to reflect our reputation. You know, like your credit rating is your reputation. And so America's debt limit is America's reputation. And if America all of a sudden allows dirty money to be handed out to politicians who are going to set the reputation for America, that's like sabotage.
That's America's economic reputation. There's another reputation in this country that I think far exceeds its economic reputation. And so clearly, you know, I would agree with you that the fact that that goes on in broad daylight and we have elected officials who refuse to even correct that, you know what I mean? It just slides past. And I understand why it slides past, Dave, because people are too busy in their daily lives. And I know all of our lives are complicated, you know. I don't know many that are as complicated and complex as mine, but I choose to make my life complex. But
sure.
Oh, go ahead, Dave.
Well, I'm just thinking in terms of, I don't know if you ever heard, in between World War I and World War II, they had what was called hyperinflation in Germany. And the money got so crazy that they actually had to have wheelbarrows full of money to buy a loaf of bread. Now, if you can imagine the cost of printing Deutschmarks, and you know, you hire specialists, and you got to have special paper and all this sort of thing, and you actually have to have a wheelbarrow full of those notes in order to get a loaf of bread that it took 40 minutes to make. And so the idea that these crooked politicians, they're basically organized crime pretending to be politicians. You know, there's anybody in their right mind would want to make sure that America's reputation is kept sound, because the dollars that you got in the bank or the dollars you got hidden in your closet are going to be as worthless as those hyperinflated.
So, Dave, let me say this to you, because ever since I was a young boy, I remember reading, and I forgot what book it was in, and there was a prediction that one day $100 bills in America will be used to light cigars, because the value of those dollars will eventually wind up worthless. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, of course, they were doing that back in the roaring 20s as they were making imaginary money out of thin air. You know, so America's gone through cycles of dirty money and corruption and trying to clean up the act and getting America's reputation back on standard. And in fact, you know, like right now where we've got bad inflation, but it's not crazy inflation. For example, like I was talking about those hyperinflated German marks. I got my grandfather's old stamp collection, and he had a whole bunch of the postage stamps from back then. And there's one of them that is a 50,000 mark postage stamp. Now, normally a pfennig is their penny, and it would probably be about a pfennig to send a postage stamp, a letter across town. But they had 50,000 marks. And then it was overprinted with 2 billion. So if you can imagine America's reputation becoming so worthless because organized crime is running the economy, so, not the people.
So, Dave, let me say this to you before I let you go. America is not immune to what has impacted and affected other nations long term. We are part of the human family, and what has happened in other parts of the human family can happen in our nation. And if we aren't careful, if we don't focus on what, you know, I like to talk about on a daily basis, we will wind up there. And so, you know, I understand people don't want to think about America in that context, Dave, but America is susceptible, again, because even though we're Americans, we're part of the human family, man. And
old trick, different day.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just, I'm a history nut, so it's the old tricks, but, new back to roots.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it, man. I continue to talk about for this first segment of the show, you know, what it is that we are doing. And if there's something that you think you would like me to follow, you know, it's your show, not mine, because if you are listening, that means you are participating. If there's some direction, something you think I need to focus on, 844-967-2789, because, you know, and even if somebody doesn't say, Earl, focus on this, trust me, I got a lot to focus on, and I'm focusing on a lot of different things, man, because as I enter into, you know, the last quarter century of my life, there's so many different things that impact me as I look over, you know, the first half, three quarters of my life. Everything interests me. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they...
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with scattered rain showers likely. High of 51. southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows dip down to about 41. Daytime highs approaching 44. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, my guest that's going to be coming in is a historian, especially Black Milwaukee. Claiborne Benson is his name. He is the curator of the Wisconsin's Black Historical Society. And so, you know, I think it's important. It's still Black History Month. And I think it's important that when you hear the history of, and none better to talk about the history of the state of Wisconsin, the Black history story and also the important role that the state of Wisconsin played in slavery and in freeing slaves, I think will certainly open many of our eyes that we've never even known. I mean, this is why history is so important and why I get so frustrated when I hear people say, well, we don't want that history to be taught. Well, there's some great history. There's some great history about the role that the state of Wisconsin played many towns and villages in this state to address what was going on during the times of slavery in this nation. A eyesore, a stain that should never, ever be forgotten. And the fact that of all the states in the United States, that Wisconsin, and the ancestors of many in this listening audience played in helping to, you know, help people during those tragic times. So Claiborne Benson is going to be here, and he clearly has his pulse and finger on that history. And I hope you'll join us in the next hour as he comes on and really kind of sets the table to taking us back to those times and what people were feeling and dealing with. I couldn't begin to imagine as a person who was a slave, who from the South and, you know, escaped and was able to, through Harriet Tubman. Connor, you know of Harriet Tubman and
Underground Railroad. Yeah.
And the fact that one woman had that kind of courage, man. And to think about it, man, to come all the way from the South, all the way up to Wisconsin and up through Canada. And the fact that in a segregated state like Wisconsin, there were people who were willing to put their lives on the line for people they didn't know. Because, again, based on the principle that I live my life, right and wrong, I'm not alone in that. There were people across this state who did just that. And so Claiborne Benson is going to be able to come in and talk about that. And it's going to be a very interesting conversation. Trust me, it really will. But the last thing I want to say before we, you know, go to Claiborne Benson is thank all of you again. It's been an unbelievable year. I'm one of the, who was the guy? I think it was Ty Cobb who said, I'm the luckiest man in the world. Well, I might not be as lucky as Ty Cobb, but I am a pretty lucky guy. The fact that I get to come in here and do this Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day, is still an unbelievable happening in my life, because I'm an average guy. I'm a blue collar worker, man. I'm Joe Q Public. That's who I am. I'm nobody other than that, right? Zero college, you know. Not 5 seconds in any college course. High school graduate. You know, graduated in 1972. Have not had any class or course since 1972. And yet I'm given this platform. And I need to thank, Mike Crute and the Devil's Advocate, who took a flyer on me and who thought I had something of value and importance to say. And, you know, if it wasn't for Mike, I would still be in the scrap heap of radio talk shows. And my 15 minutes of fame would have been over. So I need to thank Mike Crute and Sage Wheel, you know, the owners of this magnificent and wonderful platform that still give me an opportunity, Monday through Friday, to come here and share my thoughts and people that I know with you. And I'll forever be grateful to those men and to you for these opportunities. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio.
on the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.